This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And we're checking in with Roseburg High School. They've got their spring musical coming up. It begins in just a couple of days. And instructor Troy Pennington on. Troy, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kyle.
So you are getting ready. In fact, you're really just 2 days out from this. I imagine you're pretty busy right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, finishing touches all over the place, trying to get everything prepped and ready for opening night.
So talk about the production and what you're doing.
Yeah, so we are doing Mamma Mia, based on the music of ABBA, kind of thrown together in the story about a girl trying to figure out who her father is the day before her wedding so that he can walk her down the aisle.
Wow. And, of course, very familiar story to a lot of people. But talk about the musical. How many people are in it?
Oh, let's see here. I think we have over 30 actors, kiddos, in it. I think it's about 35 in total. And then with orchestra and tech, I think we're looking at about 60 kids strong, almost.
Now, to have 35 actors, to have an orchestra, to have tech people, you got your hands full.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, luckily, it's kind of a massive joint effort between the theater department, choir department, and band department. So it's a big undertaking every year, but it's so rewarding.
And how did you get the idea for doing Mamma Mia? Because my recollection is that this is not an easy one to pull off well.
That is very true. Yeah, it's a crazy show. There's 26 songs. Everybody sings on every single song. So many dance numbers. Yeah, it's a huge show. And I was thinking, oh, single set, it'll be easy. No, it's been a bit of a beast to put on, but it's been awesome. And the kids have really been rising to the challenge. But we were trying to figure out what to do for the show for this year after doing Addams Family last year. We were kind of brainstorming, going back and forth, trying to figure out something that would incorporate a lot of people but still be really fun for the kids and then also for the members of the community to be able to come out to see that they would enjoy. And when we were circling around numbers, this was kind of the one that really struck out for me.
Now, how long have you been teaching drama and theater at the school?
Yeah, so what am I, about halfway through year two? So I just started at the beginning of last year.
And you really began there, right?
Yeah, yeah. I went to high school back here, graduated in 06, and then was down in Los Angeles and up in Portland for a while. And then the position was open, and I said, hey, why not try to take it? And lo and behold, here I am back.
What's it like to come back into a place that you were in as a student?
It's interesting. You know, just the dynamic is completely different. You really see everything from the other side and realize kind of how deviant you were as a child. But no, it's been super fun coming back to the community, seeing how much it's grown and evolved, and kind of seeing that there are still so many kiddos who have artistic inclinations and that there's still a thriving arts community down in here in town. I think that is still amazing. That was one of my biggest worries. But no, everybody down here is still going strong up at UCC, over at UAC. You know, massive arts community is still here, and I love to see it.
Do you feel like after the pandemic, a lot of people just really wanted to get back into acting in theater?
I think there's a little apprehension. I think the pandemic made people a little afraid still of being able to kind of interact with others. I mean, even in an everyday basis. I think we still see a lot of kiddos kind of struggling to form connections and things like that. So I think having a theater program that is really trying to push connection, because it's acting and theater in general is all about human connection and human experience. So being able to take a theater class and kind of reestablish how to be able to kind of be around people and what they do after being, you know, kind of so distance from each other for so long. I think it's incredibly important and vital, really, in reestablishing things.
Now, I know that in some of the theater productions, you don't always have a live orchestra. You don't always have other things going on. What's it like to work with the other instructors involved? It's kind of a big team.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, basically end of the previous year, we generally sit down and try to map out as much as we possibly can and then sit down and form all of our schedules together. And the big thing for me, and I think I can probably also speak on behalf of Mr. Hansen, who is the band instructor here at RHS, that being able to give the kids the opportunity to be as hands-on in facets like having an orchestra with a live show, to be able to show the kiddos that there's also an opportunity to be able to work as a performance player, as a band person, you know, later on in life. And then, just being able to experience everything as opposed to just a concert setting, I think is super cool.
Now, do you incorporate choir students in this, or is it just the band students?
Oh, yeah. Well, what's kind of great about RHS in particular is that the choir, band, and theater program is pretty much all bled together. So many kids mixed in between that take band classes and theater classes and choir classes all at the same time. So we really, you know, we have so many from so many different facets within the arts community.
So when did you begin with the kids rehearsing for this show?
So we ordered music early so that we could be able to get it in the kiddos' hands before we went into winter break. Just did a few real basic rehearsals. And then we've pretty much been going at it since the beginning of January when we came back.
Wow. So that is a lot of effort. How many shows are you going to be doing?
Two. So we run February 28th through March 9th.
And
we're doing six performances all together, two weekends,
right? That's what I was thinking. You were saying, so is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday? How's it work?
Yeah, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and then Sunday matinees at 2.
And of course, the Rose Theater, talk about that for people in the community. I mean, it's been there for quite a while now. I remember when it was built, but talk about the what you like about working in that room.
Yeah, so it's awesome because I think it was completed being built in like 2003, 2004. If I remember correctly, my incoming sophomore class was the first class that got to use it. So it's a, you know, it's a pretty big state-of-the-art, well, what it was built at the time, proscenium theater that sits about 650 people. So it's a big venue, and we have like this massive playground that we can be able to play in, and we're really taking full advantage of that.
For the young people that are involved, what percentage of them are newer theater students this year?
Let's see here. I would probably say about maybe 33%, like a good third of the kids are probably freshmen this year.
And so what's it like for them to sort of explore the world of acting?
I think they've been having a great time. Because I always tell the kiddos that, like, being able to explore theater in class is one thing, but throwing yourself into a production is really learning how everything works hands-on. So just the fact that we have so many, like, incoming students who are interested, and then we even have a massive amount of eighth graders who are super interested in all the arts programs coming in, and they're all really excited about getting started. So I think we're going to have a lot of really cool incoming freshmen into RHS next year who are going to have a blast.
As you get through this, what's ahead for the program after Mamma Mia is complete?
And that's the big question. So at the end of the year, we still have our drama club, which is part of the International Thespian Society, which is essentially a drama competition club. And we had 5 of our 14 students qualify for regionals, and this is our very first year going. We had just started the club. And we are going to state to just be able to root on the other schools in Oregon and kind of learn some more. And after that, we are doing an end of year showcase with the department, and we will be announcing what we are doing for the following year on that showcase date. And that's May 30th, if anybody is interested.
Wow. So obviously a lot going on in the,
always.
Yeah, in the next week. How much are tickets for this?
So tickets for adults are $10 a piece, and then for kiddos 13 and under, and then for any student from any school, as long as they bring an ID with them, it's only $5.
And do you get those in advance or get them at the door or either?
Yeah, right now we just have tickets available at the door.
All right, and again, the times, so it's Friday, Saturday night this week, Sunday matinee, which is at what time?
At 2 p.m. on Sunday, and then Friday and Saturday at 7.
And as we wrap up here, if you had 20 seconds to explain what Mamma Mia is all about, if somebody doesn't know about it, what would you say?
Yeah, so it is a musical comedy romp that is all about finding identity and female empowerment.
All right, Troy Pennington from Roseburg High School Theater. Mamma Mia beginning this week for a two-weekend run, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week. And the Friday and Saturdays are at 7 o'clock, right?
Yep, yep.
All right, very good. Troy, we'll put you back to work down the hall. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.